This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Moms are amazing at tracking down hard-to-find items. Library books, socks, you name it. But sometimes help is welcomed. Care.com makes it easy to find babysitters near you. Sitters with the experience and skills your family needs, like after-school pickup and homework help. You just post a job for qualified sitters to apply. And since all Care.com caregivers are background-checked, you can feel confident about interviewing and hiring. To get the child care help you need, sign up now at Care.com.
Tottenham Hotspur 4, Southampton 1, Tottenham are sitting top of the Premier League. Fantastic performances from both wing-backs, Sessegnon and Emerson Royale. A fantastic performance from central midfielder Rodrigo Bentancur and Dejan Kulusevski with yet another fantastic goal. The media today have given man of the match to Eric Dier. Welcome back to the channel. Hope you're all keeping well. This is another episode of Spurs in the Media, where I'll be going through today's newspapers, looking at all of the player ratings, also going through all of the stats from Tottenham's 4-1 victory at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium against Southampton. So we got off to the perfect start in the new season. Tottenham Hotspur 4, Southampton 1. Let's go through Antonio Conte's starting 11 that faced Southampton on Saturday. In goal, Hugo Lloris, the back three of Romero, Dier and Davis. The wing-backs, Emerson and Ryan Sessegnon. The two in midfield, Rodrigo Bentancur and Pierre-Emile Højbjerg. And then the forward three of Dejan Kulusevski, Heung-min Son and Harry Kane. In the game, Antonio Conte used all five subs. Ivan Perisic making his competitive debut for Spurs in the 66th minute, coming on for Ryan Sessegnon. And then Antonio Conte made a treble sub in the 86th minute with Davis, Bentancur and Kulusevski coming off. Lenglet, Basuma and Lucas Moura coming on. And then just a minute later, Emerson Royale came off for Matt Doherty. Now, goals in the game. Ward-Prowse put Southampton 1-0 up just after 12 minutes. Ryan Sessegnon equalised for Spurs in the 21st minute, assisted by Dejan Kulusevski. Eric Dier then scored a great header in the 31st minute, putting Tottenham Hotspur 2-1 up after a fantastic cross and assist from Heung-min Son. And then excellent work from Emerson Royale set up Tottenham's third goal, which was put in by Salisu, which went down as an own goal. And then in the 63rd minute, Emerson Royale assisted a fantastic finish by Dejan Kulusevski. Tottenham Hotspur 4, Southampton 1. It was a great day at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Now let's go through some of the match stats. Now possession-wise, Tottenham Hotspur had 58% to Southampton's 42. We had 18 shots to Southampton's 10. We had 8 on target to Southampton's 2. We had 10 corners in the game to Southampton's 2. Fouls, Tottenham 11, Southampton 6. Now, after the game, Tottenham Hotspur head coach Antonio Conte was very happy with the performance and the result. This is what he had to say.
The reaction was really good because we kept calm. we continue to play in the way that we know, to believe in what we tried before in this week before to play against Southampton. And then, we won 3 points, three important points. But the most important thing, the way that we got 3 points with, I think, really good football, with the ball, without the ball, with an important pressure. And also the way to try to they decide to win the ball when we lost the ball was another important aspect. We are working to implement football knowledges of the last season. For sure, today we have seen that this team has 7 months of work in his back.
So let's go through some of today's newspapers. Let's start with the goals supplement from the Sun newspaper today. It says on the front, Ryan Tamer, Cess sinks Saints and keeps Conte sweet. Ryan Sessegnon helped slay Southampton and joked, if I had missed, Antonio Conte would have killed me. It then says the England under 21 star equalised with his first Premier League goal for the club after James Ward-Prowse's opener. Antonio Conte's side then ran away with it thanks to Eric Dyer's header, Mohamed Salisu's comical own goal and a cool Dejan Kulusevski finish. Wingback Ryan Sessegnon 22 said, if I hadn't scored that, I think the manager would have killed me, to be honest. There was a moment a couple of minutes earlier when Dejan Kulusevski cut back and I arrived too late. I knew I couldn't arrive too late the next time he did it. In the double page spread today in the Sun newspaper, it says it's good buzzness. Antonio Conte has competition at 4 places. Antonio Conte's summer buzz phrase when he has been asked about Tottenham's target this season has been to be competitive. Now, a couple of facts and stats here. Tottenham's 4-1 victory against Southampton is the biggest win on the opening day of a league season in 36 years since we beat Aston Villa 3-0 back in August 1986. And Southampton have lost all 4 of their opening games of a Premier League season under Ralf Hasenhüttl, the worst record a manager has in the competition. Now, a double page spread in today's Sunday Mirror. It says here, Spurs are a force. Antonio Conte's comeback, Kings are off to a flying start. Antonio Conte was thrilled he didn't have to kill Ryan Sessegnon after the wingback put a miss behind him to spark the Tottenham comeback. Now, match ratings from the Sunday Mirror today for Tottenham Hotspur players. Hugo Lloris, a 7. Made a great save in the second half, by the way. Christian Romero got a 7. Eric Dyer, an 8. Davis, a 7. Emerson, an 8. Bentancur, a 7. Højbjerg, a 7. Sessegnon, an 8. Dejan Kulusevski, an 8. Harry Kane and Heung-min Son both got 7s. All 5 subs, Perisic, Lucas, Lenglet, Basuma and Doherty, they all got 6s. I must say, for me personally, star men against Southampton on Saturday, Rodrigo Bentancur was absolutely brilliant. Dejan Kulusevski was brilliant. And the fullbacks, Ryan Sessegnon and Emerson Royale, I thought were absolutely fantastic. But the Sunday Mirror today have given Man of the Match, star man, to Eric Dyer. So I've also got the Sunday Star today and the People, but it is identical to the Sunday Mirror. So if you do buy these newspapers, they are identical. Now, I will go through some of the match stats instead. Block shots, Spurs 4, Southampton 3. Offsides, Tottenham 2, Southampton 0. Passing success, Tottenham 85% to Southampton's 82%. Tackles, Tottenham 24, Southampton 14. Tackles won by percentage, Tottenham Hotspur 59, Southampton 43. And possession, as I mentioned earlier, Tottenham 58, Southampton 42. Now for a report from the Sunday Express. It says here, the main heading, Ryan escapes chop as his goal sparks a foursome show. Now, the player ratings today from the Sunday Express, Lloris a 7, Romero a 7, Dyer an 8, Davis a 7, Royale an 8, Pierre-Emile Højbjerg a 7, Bentancur a 7, Sessegnon an 8, Kulusevski an 8, and Heung-min Son and Harry Kane both with 7s. They have also given Man of the Match to Eric Dyer and says here, solid at the back and scored the decisive second. Now, my thoughts on the game. I thought that Spurs were absolutely excellent yesterday. Of course, we went 1-0 down, but we showed real character. And I tell you what, I wasn't worried. Sat in the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium, I wasn't worried about going 1-0 down because I knew that we would score a hatful of goals. And if I'm completely honest and very fair about it, we scored 4, but it should have been more like 10 because the amount of chances that we created, the amount of near misses as well. And when you think that we've scored 4 goals at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium against Southampton, and the likes of Harry Kane and Heung-min Son didn't even get on the score sheet. So, but it's so nice to see that we've started a brand new Premier League campaign exactly like we ended last season on top form. Antonio Conte was shouting every single Tottenham Hotspur player, even when we were 4-1 up. And I love to see his passion. Unbelievable. But the biggest thing for me is the biggest test is next week. Chelsea away at Stamford Bridge. We have won once there in 30 years. Of course, that was back in 2018 when we won there at 3-1. What a fantastic day that was. But yeah, Chelsea away next week is going to be very, very difficult. But the perfect weekend for Spurs, the perfect weekend for Antonio Conte. And I must say as well, the fans inside the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium on Saturday were absolutely incredible. Awesome atmosphere again. And it's so nice to see everybody with a smile on their face. I tell you what, though, even Saturday evening after the game when I'd done my Spurs chat, you know, we were talking about who was man of the match. And we were putting a number of names in there. Eric Dier had a great game. The newspapers have given him the Man of the Match award. For me personally, I think that he's got to go down as Dejan Kulusevski, Rodrigo Bentancur. The two fullbacks were absolutely superb as well. You know, 4 or 5 players could have got that Man of the Match award yesterday. But the fullbacks, Emerson Royale, Ryan Sessegnon, I am so, so pleased for both of them. They gave top performances. They were getting forward. They were putting crosses in. They were getting involved in the game. And, you know, Emerson Royale and Ryan Sessegnon have, you know, it's fair to say they've received a lot of stick from a lot of fans, a lot of Spurs fans as well. And it's incredible, really, because a lot of us were saying that surely Tottenham Hotspur have got to bring in new fullbacks in the summer. Of course, we've brought in Ivan Perisic and Jed Spence. Neither of them started the game on Saturday. And it's incredible to think that the amount of times that the fans and even Conte hinted at it about the wingbacks, that the two wingbacks from last season actually started the first game of the season yesterday against Southampton. But I thought that both of them were absolutely incredible. The two signings in the January transfer window as well, Rodrigo Bentancur and Dejan Kulusevski. Now, how many people said they are Juventus rejects? They're not going to do very well at Spurs. They have been absolutely sensational. Rodrigo Bentancur in the centre of midfield, keeps the team ticking. He was absolutely awesome. Dejan Kulusevski with yet another fantastic goal, another fantastic finish. I'm loving this Tottenham Hotspur team right now. And I know it's only one game, but it's nice to sit top of the Premier League. Thanks for watching and thanks for listening. If you're watching this on YouTube, please do hit that subscribe button. And if you're listening to this on an audio platform, please do hit that follow button and leave a review if you can. I will see you on the next one. Until then, come on, you Spurs.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
With the new Chevy Silverado, you might be driving in this. But with the Silverado's redesigned interior and large infotainment screens, it'll feel more like this. Introducing the new 2022 Chevy Silverado. Find new upgrades. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.